Everybody, welcome to The Nosh with Kosher Guru, here Thursday nights, channel 620 AM, Talkline Communications. First and foremost, I really want to thank you, Zev Brenner, Talkline Communications, for making this dream a reality. We've been talking about this for a very long time. It's been in the works. People have been trying to get a kosher foodie show on radio. This is history in the making. The first ever kosher foodie radio show on 620 AM every Thursday evening. Zev, I want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for making this happen, making this dream a reality. We look forward to spending a great amount of time with you, building up an amazing relationship, an ever-long-lasting relationship. Thank you very much. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to The Nosh with the Kosher Guru. We will be on every Thursday evening here on channel 620 AM, and we're looking forward to many amazing and great shows. This is history, and I'm so excited to be part of it. Welcome again, and let's start off with what Kosher Guru is. Everyone asks, who is Kosher Guru? What is Kosher Guru? Well, let me tell you a little bit about Team Kosher Guru. Team Kosher Guru comprises, of course, myself, Gabriel Boxer, the Kosher Guru, David Mossberg, our CEO at the helm, and of course, the driving force behind anything and everything that happens on all of our social media sites, our IT development, and the brains behind it, Yossi Axelrod, known as Spielberg. Also, make sure that you check us out on all of our social media sites. We are on Instagram, almost up to 13,000 followers, all organically in well under a year. More history in the making. Check out Instagram at Kosher Guru. Check us out on Facebook, on our Facebook page, Kosher Guru. On Twitter at The Kosher Guru. And of course, our YouTube channel, Kosher Guru. We have amazing, informative, fun, and exciting videos. Make sure you subscribe. You'll get our Guru Talks, which also drops every Thursday with Rabbi Heshi Blumstein of the Young Israel of Hewlett, where we give a little halacha and dvar Torahs within the food and the food world, which are very informative, fun, and known facts and little known facts that people always ask us about. Also, check out our website, www.thekosherguru.com. Up top, you can check out the consulting banner, find out what we do, and get to know us a little bit more. Kosher Guru is about bringing anything and everything kosher to the masses. We're here to help many different companies, people, products. We help them develop from beginning to implementation, to get them to distribution, to get them on the shelves. We work with companies that want to become kosher. We find them the right hashgacha. We help them find products. We help restaurants from beginning to end, from implementation, from their startup to getting the media and marketing out there. We work with so many chefs on creating new recipes, recipe development we do. There's so much that we do and help in the kosher world that it really is amazing that we're here, that we could share our message, our brand with you, our vision, our goals, and just share our life experiences. So once again, welcome to The Nosh. I want to thank actually Adina Mins for coming up with the winning name, The Nosh. Adina Mins from Pomona, New York, who does also a lot behind the scenes for us with graphics and digital marketing and so much more. Hopefully you get to know her a little bit also on the show. And we're just very, very excited for our name, The Nosh. We're excited to be here and to make this historical debut, first ever kosher foodie radio segment. We're going to be all about bringing you and interviewing you and getting you all of the latest and newest news. We're going to be bringing you amazing chefs from around the U.S., around the world, amazing cooks, bloggers, owners, personalities, owners of restaurants, of corporations, of products, people who want to tell their message, who want to give over their vision of what they want to bring to the kosher market. We're going to bring you latest and breaking news within the kosher restaurant scene and just the kosher foodie scene in and of itself, talking about trends. We're going to talk about our pet peeves. We're going to answer your questions. And if anybody out there wants to be part of the show, to get involved, send us a question, tweet us a question at The Kosher Guru. Use hashtag DoYouGuru. We'll go through all of the messages, all the tweets sent. We'll ask everybody the questions that you want to be asked. We'll get to everybody. We're going to drop also a few days in advance who we'll be interviewing in the following coming weeks. If you have something that you want to ask them, if you want to get involved, send us a tweet. Let us know what you're thinking. Send us some news, send us some information. We love to get everybody involved, and the show is going to be amazing. We're looking forward to everybody enjoying the show. Many shows in the future that are going to be on scene. We're going to do a lot of live shows from different destinations, not only here at the Talkline Communications studio. And that's it in a nutshell. We also want to talk about different trends in the area of the kosher food scene. Let's talk about New York. It's become an industry standard to find a destination in kosher restaurants. Quality Frozen Foods the other week had their second Blog and Dine with Quality. Blog and Dine with Quality was Quality's brainchild of bringing foodies and bloggers from the entire kosher scene and even non-kosher scene together. So Quality Frozen Foods, a family-owned and operated distribution company and manufacturing company, could give over their message of who and what they are to the world, get people familiar with all their products, and they took everybody to this new destination hotspot in Gowanus, Brooklyn, called Bison and Bourbon. Yes, there's been a lot of hype over Bison and Bourbon, a new, very cool restaurant. The place is gorgeous. The place is, I'm telling you, you could have your bar mitzvah there, your wedding there. It's real destination hotspot. It's a gorgeous setup. The outside area is beautiful. The inside two-floor setup is fantastic. The bar is amazing. They have great drinks there. The mixologist came up with fantastic drinks. They have a chef who was on Hell's Kitchen. She's making a name and a splash for herself within the kosher foodie scene now. Andreas, the general manager, a real professional from Italy, really knows his stuff, learning kosher like no one's business, getting everything down. And this is the new trend. The trend is to find a destination, make it a scene where everybody wants to go to, not only for a birthday, not only for an anniversary, but make this a destination that everyone wants to go to every other day of the week. People, I'm sure, can't go every day of the week, although I'm sure they'd love it, but where they could go and enjoy and have an experience. It's all about bringing the experience to you. Just like Kosher Guru is here bringing the kosher experience to everybody, other places want to bring their dining experiences to you. And we're going to go over many new locations, many new restaurants. We're going to talk to, God willing, in the near future, Chef Katsui Tanabe from Mexikosher, all the way in California, who we spoke with the owners and checked out the location of where he will be opening up in Manhattan. And we're going to have him on the show, have the people behind the scenes on the show, talk about so many new and amazing things that are happening within the kosher world. Then we talk about pet peeves. We want to hear, what is your pet peeve? I know that my pet peeve is, and we don't have this where I live in the five towns, thank God, yet, I should say, but I was in Brooklyn the other day, and passing by every single, I shouldn't say every, almost every single pizza store has a sushi bar. What's up with that? Am I going for pizza? Am I going for sushi? I am the true believer that if you are, let's say, an Italian restaurant, you should be an Italian restaurant. If you're a pizza store, be a pizza store. If you're a Chinese restaurant, be a Chinese restaurant. Be who you are and do it amazing. What's your pet peeve? Tweet us. Remember, use hashtag DoYouGuru. Tell us your pet peeve. Let's discuss it. Another trend that's coming up, whether you love it or hate it. Look at what's going on in, there's one now in Brooklyn. There was one in Teaneck. There's one now in the Five Towns. There's one in Manhattan. Had him. Sports bars. What is your take on sports bars? A kosher sports bar? Is a kosher sports bar really kosher, or is just the food kosher? Thoughts, ideas, or now is every fast food takeout place going to put TV screens to combat them losing what they would say a market share to the sports bars? We're going to discuss so many different, as I call them, pet peeves, trends within the kosher field coming up. Before we go to our first break, I want to once again thank everyone for joining in, tuning in to the Nosh with the Kosher Guru. Stay tuned for our first major interview coming up after the break. I want to say thank you once again to Zev Brenner and Talkline Communications. Stay tuned for an amazing interview right after this break. Main Event Muzzon Galat Kosher Caterers, along with Mark David Hospitality, transcends your dreams, transforming each event from your destination wedding to your bar bat mitzvah into a breathless lifetime experience. Our turnkey Galat Kosher integration, from visuals to food, decor to production, is perfectly choreographed. Luxury catering is an art that we've elevated into unique culinary experience. Contact us today, 212-579-7700, and tell them the Kosher Guru sent you.
Welcome back to the Nosh with the Kosher Guru. And here on our first show, making history, is runaway superstar author Susie Fishbein. Welcome, Susie.
Hey, great to be here with you. How are you?
Amazing. Thank God. I'm telling you, I'm so honored to have you on our first show. It's been such a long time since we last met and spoke. I see you all over doing demos at the Pomegranate in Brooklyn, New York. I got your amazing cookbook that came out a few months ago, which, if I'm not mistaken, was the last in the series for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that cookbook that came out a few months ago.
Kosher by Design brings it home, marked the finale of the series. It represented the teaching that I did. You know, I do a cooking show just about every single week someplace in this country. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I started jobs internationally as well. And so being out of this country, in all different parts of Italy and France, leading a culinary tour every year in February to Israel, there was so much that I learned, both in preparation for teaching on those trips, as well as working side by side with chefs from those countries. And so this book represents all the things that I learned and wanted to share with my readers based on that experience.
So the experiences are there. The book is fantastic. Even my kids enjoy all your books. Not only the kids' cookbook, but they enjoy all of them. Now that the series has come to, we'll call it a conclusion right now, until your next big project, what are you doing now?
I have not really stopped working, even for a second. I continue to do these shows. In fact, I'm taking bookings well into next year, mostly, you know, for this country, although I have had inquiries from Panama, which is new for me. I've never worked there.
Oh, wow.
I am launching, actually, as of yesterday, my brand new itinerary for my culinary tour of Israel, which happens in February. The itinerary is beyond belief, not only staying in five-star hotels and just being pampered and spot and all those things, but having culinary experiences that you really could not replicate on your own. Having hands-on workshops with people like Meir Adoni, probably, you know, the face of Israeli kosher cuisine. And truthfully, not kosher cuisine as well, but a superstar, a super mensch, just a great guy. Meeting with people like him, just having really intimate and incredible experiences, a way to fall in love with Israel in yet another way to have a sense of pride and just a delicious journey. So I hope your listeners will come take a look at the itinerary. They can email for it. It's awesome.
I'm sure they will. And then when we spoke just the other day, you told me there was a little bit of a buzz about the guru name. Tell me what's a little bit about this, because I couldn't get over the story.
I have a bone to pick with you. So one of my next jobs was I was hired from Mishpacha Magazine to do a monthly column for them. It's being sponsored by The Buzz, which is an electronics and home store and basically all things store in Brooklyn. And each month they send me a box of gadgets, and I get to look through them and play and come up with the gadget that I want to work with, and then share a recipe and talk about this new gadget. So to launch the column, we ran on social media a contest, and we asked, you know, all the followers to submit submissions of names for the column. And there were tons and tons of submissions. But one in particular was the one that I had deemed the winner and the one that I really wanted to go with. And it was the Gadget Guru, which really made sense to me for this column. And when I suggested that that was the winning submission, in my opinion, Mishpacha Magazine came back to me and said, we can't do that because the Kosher Guru has the market cornered on that name.
At least Mishpacha Magazine knows that there's only one guru and that the Kosher Guru
does
have.
How funny is that?
That's hilarious that they even said that the Kosher Guru has the corner, that the market is cornered by it.
On that name.
I'm telling you.
You cost me a great name.
I was telling everybody, it's hilarious that, yep, that Mishpacha knows that. And I think between me and you and everyone out there, between the buzz, the gadgets, everything else, the name you picked would have been an awesome, awesome name.
It would have been perfect. So thank you very much, Kosher Guru.
I apologize for all the trouble I've caused. I know I hear I cause a lot of trouble a lot of time all over the place, but to you, I truly apologize. Before we go, I'm going to have many more segments. I'd love to have you on many more times.
Great.
I'm so curious. You are really a superstar. What you brought to the kosher market, forget the cookbook market, but the kosher market in general. How did you start cooking as a young lady growing up in Oceanside? How did you start cooking?
I definitely fiddled around with food in my house. I used to make centerpieces out of vegetables to look like flowers. My mother was really a tzaddikus and would keep these like onion mums out on the counter until really nobody could stand to walk into my house. But it was never anything that I thought I would do. I was trained to be a teacher. I was a public school teacher. I had tenure from a great school district. I have a master's in science and I taught kids. And then I stopped my life when I thought I was going to be a stay-at-home mom, and that actually didn't last for very long because I got the opportunity to work on a book for my kids' school and just fell in love with the whole business of cookbook writing, selling, promoting, producing, every aspect of that world. And it kind of like was like a nonstop train, 15, 16 years in the making, and I never got off. But what's interesting for me now is all my worlds are colliding as this summer I'm launching a culinary program, probably I think the first of its kind. They built a culinary center for the New Jersey YCAM, so I will be working for the first time in 25 years. I'll be working with kids again, teaching an intense culinary program the Nesher and Shoshanim camps. So it's kind of like bringing it full circle for me, going back into a classroom, although this time a culinary classroom.
But still teaching, bringing amazing culinary cuisine to all the young kids who really want to learn and have hands-on experience.
And so many kids do. I mean, you probably see that. You're definitely a few steps behind me in years, and you probably, see how many kids are just enthralled with cooking and food and want to do it as a career, and just it's a whole avenue that when I was growing up, it was never anything I would have thought of working in. You know, you were a good cook, you liked to cook, so you had Shabbos company. It wasn't like, I'm a good cook, I love this, and I'm going to do this for my livelihood. So, it's a new day. So it'll be interesting to see what this next generation comes up with.
It is a new day. I'm actually very interested to hear back in the summertime how the camp is going. We have to get to our commercial break, which is something new for me in the radio show business to say. I appreciate you coming on to our first ever The Nash with the Kosher Guru. I wish you well.
And good luck to you.
Thank
you. It's going to be awesome.
Thank you so much, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Cork and Slice at 477 Chestnut Street in Cedarhurst has the perfect ambience for your dining pleasure. Amazing food, great service. With savory offerings that also deliver on flavor from award-winning chef Greg LaLelta, Cork and Slice delivers the ultimate all-encompassing culinary experience. Diners seated at the front of the house or the bar can watch their pizza chefs at work. With distressed wood tables, exposed brick walls, urban lighting, and a modern fireplace centered in the dining room, Cork and Slice offers an elegant, rustic atmosphere. Cork and Slice waitstaff provides exceptional service matched only by the mouth-watering modern American fare with Italian influences from their modern Italian kitchen. All fresh, nothing frozen, delicious food from fish to pizza to handcrafted pastas, Cork and Slice has it all, including a full bar. For the ultimate dining experience, it's Cork and Slice at 477 Chestnut Street in Cedarhurst. Call them at 516-837-7788. Open Saturday nights for your convenience.
Main Event Muzzone Galat Kosher Caterers, along with Mark David Hospitality, transcends your dreams, transforming each event from your destination wedding to your bar bat mitzvah into a breathless lifetime experience. Our turnkey Galat Kosher integration, from visuals to food, decor to production, is perfectly choreographed. Luxury catering is an art that we've elevated into unique culinary experience. Contact us today, 212-579-7700, and tell them the Kosher Guru sent you.
To the Nash with the Kosher Guru, and we have a celebrity beyond celebrities within the culinary world. I'd like to introduce Chef Isaac Bernstein, director of Everything Culinary at Pomegranate Supermarket, Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, what's going on, Gib?
Not much, Isaac. How are you?
Doing great. Getting ready for the weekend.
Getting ready for the weekend. What does that mean at Pomegranate, getting ready for the weekend?
Well, that means making sure all our Shabbos items are on the shelf. That means, making sure all the recipes are, everything's produced, everything's cooked. Getting the store ready for the big push.
The big push. Let's put Pomegranate and the store on the side. I want to hear about you. I've met you many times. You are talented, creative. What you brought to Pomegranate is just amazing. It's on a whole nother level. And they were on a Madriga in and of itself already, now an entire another level. Where do you learn all this? How did you become Chef Isaac Bernstein?
Well, you start off with like a foundation of like school, but then what really happens is you travel a lot and you work at a lot of different places, just picking up anything you can, wherever you can, reading books, going online, just talking to people. You know, you learn from like other chefs, you learn from house cooks, you know, you learn from everybody.
School? Where did you go to school?
I went to French Culinary Institute for bread baking and pastry, and then from there I just did a lot of traveling and working in different restaurants and catering companies and bakeries all over the country.
Where were some of the most exotic or your favorite places where you traveled and really got a taste for what you do today?
Well, I was even, like, the place that really molded me the most was working in Northern California, which is, you know, San Francisco, the Bay Area, because there's a certain respect for ingredients where, like, that everybody has, you know? This is before, you know, it's the first place in the country to have a $7 loaf of bread, because people are willing to pay for something that had immense labor and immense passion in it, you know, and that's coming to New York now. It's more universal, but it was there that really like enlightened me. The fact that people take time to pay for quality ingredients,
and I believe it goes deeper than quality because people see the passion, and you speak about passion, and you have this passion. I know it's probably safe to assume, but you've always had this passion for culinary flair.
I've always had this passion for learning. It's just a matter of where you put the learning. So, like, I like culinary. So, like, I don't want to just get stuck at, you know, grilled cheese and hot dogs. I want to learn everything about hot dogs. I want to learn everything about grilled cheese. Then you want to learn everything about meat. You want to learn it all. And you're never going to, but you've got to keep trying to, like, learn.
So we're talking about learning. What are some of with the different seasons that have been changing, and now we're into almost in a, you know, the summer season, what are some of the new ingredients that you've been bringing in to your culinary kitchen to play with and to learn with?
Well, we've been dealing a lot with greens, working a lot with our in-house mushkiachs, you know, how we can use some greens that are a little out of the ordinary, you know, that don't have as many issues as bugs, and checking them, different flavor profiles. A lot of new herbs we're using. A lot of different basils are starting to come in. Tomatoes are starting to come in. It's just summer isn't about exotic. It's more about the basics, pure basic ingredients that are bursting with flavor, you know, at their peak, and then you want to take advantage of that.
And what are some of your favorite ones that you're playing with right now? If you had to pick two that you're playing with right now, what are they?
Well, right now, well, we're playing with, you know, squash. It's a little early for it, but it's still, you know, we're starting to get in a lot of like, these beautiful baby zucchinis we're playing with. That's actually in our showcase at a normal price. It's not a prime item. It's something you could buy any day. And we actually just started working. We're actually very excited for it. It's less about seasonality, but Bodek Brussels sprouts, the frozen Brussels sprouts, which are really something else.
And I actually was at an event with Quali Frozen Foods that distributes for Bodek, and Brussels sprouts from Bodek have been off the market for a very, very long time. It just got back on a few weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, and people are super excited about it.
Yeah, I've been waiting years. I mean, because cooking, you know, in a really kosher kitchen, we're not allowed to use Brussels sprouts because of the bugs, infestation. So, and that's one of my favorite foods. And the frozen ones are really like, people love to knock frozen products, but there's certain products that are frozen that it's just consistent quality and you can get good quality. Like the Brussels sprouts, frozen corn, frozen spring peas. Like, it's something, you know, it's not something to run away from. You know, it's about, you know, you want to embrace the seasons, you want to embrace, you know, the fresh, the quality and all that, but at the same time, it's about, you know, accepting that there's alternatives and other items that work as well that are really delicious and really great. But at the end of the day, it's about making something yummy.
Well, you are the master. I couldn't agree with you ever more. But let's take you out of the kitchen right now. You in your home, Isaac Bernstein is just relaxing on a regular weeknight. No one's around. No one to impress on Facebook, on Instagram, on any social media. What is your go-to home dish? What do you enjoy making when you're all alone at home?
It's really one of three things. It's either a hot dog in a bun, sauerkraut, ketchup, mustard, and some hot peppers. or the grilled cheese sandwich, or pizza, a lot of pizza.
You're just a classic go-to person just for that regular, you know, almost soul comfort food, I see.
It's not about regular. It's about, you know, hot dogs are delicious, you know. They're the reason why everybody eats them, because they're so good. They're the reason why grilled cheese, I mean, it's something that everybody, it's universal. It's just, how can you go wrong? It's not about, you know, it's just about, it's not about simple. It's just about delicious. That's really what it is to me. It's so yummy.
Amazing. Guys, I want to take this opportunity, Isaac, to thank you so much for joining us on our first history-making show. It was really an honor to have you on. I thank you so much for joining us on The Nosh with the Kosher Guru. We're looking forward to having you on in the near future as well. I'd like to send my regards to everybody at Pomegranate. Hope to get there tonight before the Prime Showcase is totally done to enhance my Shabbos meal. Thank you so much. Thank you once again, Zev Brenner, Talkline Communications, for making The Nosh happen. And everyone have a great weekend. A great Shabbos. Until next week, everybody, enjoy.